Load shedding is, of course, back, putting paid to ruining all our plans. And it looks like we should prepare for another summer of surprise blackouts, according to Eskom. I don't know what you guys are doing for critical appliances during load shedding, but it's a frustrating business in my house. We're still quite fortunate, though, compared to others. We've got gas, so we're okay for cooking and coffee and so forth. And I even have an emergency gas light for that hob. We've got a pair of rechargeable lights that come on automatically and a mobile router to keep us online. But that's about it. I'm really coming around to the idea of a home battery pack now.
Okay.
Yep. Now, there are a couple of these things on the market, but I just spotted a new one. It's called the Bluetti AC500, which is, in my opinion, the most up-to-date when it comes to high tech. Now, this is a modular 24/7 independent power station, they call it, that kicks in a split second after the blackout. So this uninterrupted power supply, or UPS, is so versatile that it's almost unbelievable. It's like they actually thought of absolutely everything for this. And the reason for that, I think, is that they've spent 2 years fundraising on Indiegogo and at the same time asking how investors would like to improve their device. And then they would implement those very suggestions.
Okay, brilliant.
Which is very, very neat. Okay, so let me talk you through some of the features that I think are most useful. It's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connected. So, of course, there's an app. And while it's good for the house, it can also be used outdoors. So it's waterproof. It fast charges in an hour and a half. And the base model provides 5,000 watts of rated power. But this is now where it gets very, very clever. It also charges up in every available option to you. You can plug it in when there's power in your house. You can use a generator or lead acid chargers, even by means of a car cigarette lighter. That all gives it outdoor versatility. If, say, you're a regular camper, for example. And, of course, with solar cells, so you can use it to reduce your electricity consumption, even if there isn't load shedding, by integrating this thing into your home grid. This could, in fact, be the first solar generator with a 5,000 watt continuous output power supply, and that means you should be able to run multiple electronics simultaneously, including heavy-duty appliances, air conditioners, heaters, ovens, cutting machines if you're a DIY type. All of that can be run on this device.
Oh, finally. I've been looking for something like this.
It's very, very neat. It's expandable as well, so you can add more units to give you even greater capacity, although reviewers say one is more than enough for a normal, ordinary household. Like I said, looks like they thought of absolutely everything, but that modern tech is, of course, going to cost you $799 to be exact.
US dollars.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
I know. Eye-watering, but isn't it equally frustrating when the lights go out?
Yeah, true. And I mean, the device I have at home is great, but I can't plug in anything that makes heat.
Ah,
so
of course.
So no kettle, no hairdryer, nothing like that.
So this is beyond critical appliances and devices, so it's quite neat that you can plug. It's got so many power outlets that you can run just about anything on it.